The federal election is nearly 8 months away, but already the major parties are arguing over policy costings. The Prime Minister has announced voters will go to the polls on September the 14th. Opposition frontbencher Christopher Pyne has told us on News Breakfast the coalition will release its policy costings sometime after the May budget. He says the pressure is now on the government to say just how it'll pay for its promises. Recovery efforts are getting underway in Queensland, even though many communities there are still flooded. Troops are being deployed to help with the clean-up. Nearly 200 soldiers have arrived in Bundaberg. Smaller teams have been sent to Gaindar, west of Bundaberg, and Burram Heads on the Fraser Coast. And the flood threat is also easing in northern New South Wales. The Clarence River is receding, but 16,000 people are still isolated. The Clarence Valley's mayor says the damage bill in Grafton and Maclean could go as high as $10 million. Syrian TV is reporting Israeli jets have attacked a research centre in Damascus. Earlier, security sources said Israeli warplanes had bombed a convoy on Syria's border with Lebanon. The attack was apparently targeting weapons destined for the militant group Hezbollah. And the Sapphires is the big winner from the Australian Film and TV Awards. The film about a 1960s Indigenous girl group took out six gongs, including Best Film, Best Director for Wayne Blair, and the Best Lead Actress for Deborah Mailman.